Said he would come down with a new style. He saved my brain free from reality with me. This time around, well, you can see that there ain't nothing but you and me. And we know
mom.
It's been turtles all the way down.
And that you're not real.
All the way down.
I'm not real. Time.
You're really unreal.
Time's not a thing.
By that I mean you don't exist.
And God.
I don't either.
Not a thing, but you're also God. It's complicated. We should probably start the show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Sacred Shame. I am Seamus Harvey. I am so happy to be back making another episode of The Sacred Shame once again. Ugh, life gets to you, you know? It wants you to do all of these things, be all of these places at once. And that's that can really get to you. Yeah, especially in today's world, 2020, whew, it's been a ride. When you started listening to this journey with me, we were in lockdown, and now it looks like maybe we're going back to lockdown. Cases going up. I don't know if you guys saw that bumbling interview that Trump did. That was dystopian and unreal. Just really seems out of touch with reality. Well, what is reality, right? It's definitely subjective to the viewer. But it's very easy right now to get caught up in the negative and miss all of the beautiful, wonderful blessings that are going on all around you, right in front of your face. You're listening to me. I might not be a blessing, but the fact that you have the ability to listen to podcasts at will, that's probably good, you know? And you're not one of the 1,000 Americans that died today from COVID. That's also good. Man, I'm not making good sound good right now, am I? Well, that's kind of the point of the episode today. I think what we're going to do is we're going to talk about manifestation. We're going to talk about calling the things that you want to into the world and creating a world around you that matches your alignment, where you want to be, what you want to do, what you want to see in the world, going that direction towards that purpose, and how you can use your words, your voice, to bring this out of nothingness, to conjure it into something tangible. You can experience, you can touch, that you can feel, that can bring benefit to you and to those you care about. I am in just the best podcasters group. It's a group of young upstarts in the podcasting game, all trying to support each other through their various podcast endeavors. And I am probably the weirder one of the bunch. I would say that's probably accurate. Coming in with all my magic and woo-woo and energy into a world of, sex lives of the celebrities and sports podcasts. But the group is fantastic. The energy is amazing. And the chairman of Podcasters United, Dino Rossi, he's actually been on this show. Episode 33 is actually me talking to Dino. Dino is the mastermind behind Podcasters United. And he and I are on a very similar wavelength about a lot of things. And I was very touched at his idea to do a group, what he calls meditation, what I would call manifestation. He wants to do a group manifestation on August 20th at 8:20, which is 2020 in military time or universal time. And so, we had an informal chat today about the manifestation that I do, the things that I want to bring forward. the personal manifestation that I do, try to do every day, and what's involved with that. And it's really been transformative to me. It's been something that's, I think, had a very positive influence on my outlook. And this experience here in the third dimension, what I'm going through. And so I thought that we'd take tonight and we'd talk about how you too can experience manifestation and what's involved with that. And how you can do it right now. You can do it right after listening to me explain it. There's not really a big bar to entry. So we're going to cut commercial break and then we'll be right back here on Sacred Shame.
Hey everyone, Seamus Harp here. Super excited to talk about my new sponsor, Ama Healing, amahealing.co. They are manufacturers and purveyors of fine hemp extracts, CBD products, phytocannabinoids, all of the good health things to get your body in the best shape possible from a mentality and focus standpoint. And I use these fuckers every day. Literally, their CBD extract and their Elevate Elixir, I credit with basically keeping me alive. If you're a listener to the show, you'll know that I've been dealing with cancer for the last 6 months or so, and just from the cancer and the inflammation and the treatment for the cancer, I feel foggy in the brain a lot of the time. And the products from AmaHealing.co, specifically the CBD oil, hemp extract, and the Elevate Elixir, are really doing so much to keep me from being foggy and just feeling like blah. And the team is amazing. Matt, Ted, all the guys and gals and peoples at AmaHealing.co. Love you guys so much. Go to AmaHealing, AmaHealing.co. Use the code BUCKCANCER and maybe get a little discount from your boy Seamus Harvey. Again, that's AmaHealing, AmaHealing.co. I am Seamus Harvey.
And we're back here on The Sacred Shame with me, Seamus Harvey. We're talking about manifestation. What does that mean to you? What is manifesting? Manifest destiny. Making your own way. Creating your own destiny as opposed to determinism, where nothing that you do matters. You have no influence. You are on a set track on that course, that trajectory, and though you feel like you have control, you do not. If you're just joining The Sacred Shame, you might not know what old Seamus Harvey's opinion is on that, but my opinion is that it's both. And it's both, that you here in the third dimension actually have absolutely no control over what you're doing, that you are just on this trajectory that is preset, and that's the life that you're living. But fortunately, you don't just live in the third dimension. There are infinite dimensions beyond this, and your higher self, your sacred divinity, that's the person that's actually set you on this path. So if you want to change it, you're going to have to talk to them. And that's where what we call keys here on The Sacred Shame come into play. There's a bunch of different ones. Psychedelics, BDSM, prayer, meditation, manifestation, calling forth into this world what you want, what's aligned with you, where you want to be, where you want to go. That's what we're talking about right now. So here's a couple of ground rules for manifestation. Your whole life you've been told positive thinking is really valuable. And it's true. Positive thinking is really valuable. But positive thinking is about 0.1% as effective as positive speaking. And that's really what you're doing when you manifest, is you are telling the universe, the multiverse, infinity, existence, what you want to experience. And if you're new to this concept, if you're new to actually saying out loud what you want, I'm going to let you in on a little secret up front. You're going to feel stupid. Just right out of the gate, you're going to feel like an imbecile. How is me asking for things? How is me saying what I want, what my desires are, what I want to see in the world? How is that going to affect anything? Do it anyway. Just fucking do it anyway. In psychology, they would call this positive visualization, that you're actually actualizing your neurotransmitters to focus in on this thing that you're speaking out loud. And in popular culture, you've heard it mentioned in several books, Think and Grow Rich. You know, that was a big one. That's its concept. Write down the things that you want in life and say them every morning when you get up. The Secret took the world by storm, early 2000s, made a movie. It's on Oprah. It's the same thing. They are talking about manifestation. They're talking about calling forth into the world what you want to see in that world. You're going to have to get over your ego to do it. To do it right. To do it with intention. Because what you're doing when you manifest is you're talking to your higher self. The other part of you. See, you are a cosmic superposition. You are God, divinity, divine, infinite, everlasting. But at the very same time, you are this mortal schmuck that is listening to this bearded dude on a podcast talking to you. And you are dealing with all the mortal schmuck shit down here in the third dimension. And in 2020, there is a lot of mortal schmuck shit going on. You got a pandemic, COVID-19, coronavirus is everywhere. You got cops murdering people in the street. And then when people protest police brutality, their response to police brutality protests is to, well, brutalize some protesters. It's a lot. 40 million Americans looks like are ready to default on their rent and mortgage payments as soon as protection stops for them. That's a whole lot. It's a lot to deal with. But your experience here and your experience as this infinite divine being, as the immortal creator of everything that ever was, ever will be, ever has been, they're equal. And I know it doesn't feel that way. I know it feels like it would be really nice to just be God right now and be able to do whatever the hell I want to do. But I'm telling you, what you're doing, what you're experiencing here, the choice that you're making to live this life is equally as important. You're here to do something, to go somewhere, to be on a path. You are here for a purpose. One more time, right here, doing this again. And you're here for a reason. But if on that path, it's too much, or things aren't aligned, or you feel out of balance, well, you can ask that other part of your cosmic superposition to give you a break. Maybe not a break, just say, hey, you know what? I miscalculated. We miscalculated. This is not what I want to do. I want to live in a world where people love each other and care and support each other and don't murder each other and take care of the homeless. And make sure that everyone's fed. And where our children don't have to live with persistent anxiety of the things in the world going on around them. So I see a manifestation every day, or I try, because I am only human, right? Although I am so much more, you are so much more, but we are very much caught in this human experience. And it's hard. It's hard to do the things that you know are beneficial for you. You know, eating that second piece of cake is not a good plan, or that smoking isn't a good plan, binge watching reality television, but you do it anyway, sometimes. But manifesting something you can add in to your day, it doesn't take much from you, except for you being present and you giving it the intention that you speak your words as though you are bringing them into reality. You can ask for anything. Help me find a good parking spot today. All the way to help me end world hunger. There's no really right or wrong way to do this. But there are some that you're going to find out are more effective. And saying things in a positive manner, as if it is what has already happened, what you are doing, not what you would like to happen, not what would be really nice if this happened, but you are. This is what you are doing. I have found to be a significantly more beneficial way of manifesting. So I'm going to read an excerpt from what I read every morning. And I read this with my partner when I can, or by myself. But since there's two of us right now, when there's me and you listening to me, I'm going to do it as we. Okay? We deserve the things we ask for. We are finding our way. We are on our path. We are clear in purpose. We are giving. We manifest for the enlightenment of consciousness. We draw to ourselves all of the success we need to find our way. We are building community. We are building connection. We are attracting allies. We are together. We are loving. We are loved. We are open to transformation. We are worthy. We are strong. The abyss provides. And that's it. Doesn't take long. You don't have to draw a pentagram on the ground and stand in the middle of it with salt and eye of newt. I mean, you can, if that's valuable to you, if you actually put intention into that, if that's something that means something to you. You can just do it in the bathroom or when you just wake up. But be present, people. Be present and take control of your life. Because all of this that you're experiencing right now, it's a choice that you're making to experience this right now. And that's hard. It's hard to get. Because why the hell would I want to experience all the trauma of this pandemic, anxiety, brutality? And I don't have the answer to that. But you do. Somewhere. Some part of your entire existence knows what you're here for and why you're here. And you can manifest the tools, the allies, the support, that you need to make that purpose reality. And you're not silly. Even if you feel like you're absolutely ridiculous, calling things forward. But it's powerful. Like you're powerful. Manifest your life. I'm Seamus Harvey. And this has been Sacred Shame.